Edward Ussett. I'm a grain market economist with the Center for Farm Financial Management at the University of Minnesota.
Ed, give me your take on the current situation with soybean prices. Given the tariff situation with China, USDA projecting a big 2018 crop, and already a pretty sizable stock situation both in the U.S. and globally, that's a lot going against prices right now.
Yes, Mark, and I think you'd like me to qualify that with a couple of bullish points that I'm about to pull out of a hat, but I don't think I can do that. It's bearish any way you cut it. The trade news alone was enough to make us put us on our heels. Production report, the WASDE report of Friday, was just kicking us while we were down. So we got a couple of things going against us, a lot to sort through, and we're not going to turn this corner quickly.
As a farmer marketing soybeans, I would assume that the strategy has to be get as much crop into the bin as you can and hold on to that crop until potentially we either see some resolution with China and or problems with South American production. Are there any other directions you can go as far as marketing?
Well, one other thought is hopefully, and I know a lot of people were talking about it, we had a nice rally last spring. We've just 2 months, three, 4 months, you know, April, May, and June. We had lots of great opportunities. So this is looking in hindsight, Mark, but I hope a number of your listeners got something done. That's number one. If you got something done, things are going to be a lot more bearable. If you've got nothing done, your choices are very difficult. Yes, we're going to put it into the bin. That's what we're going to do. Is that the right thing to do? We will find out. You put it in the bin with the hope that trade issues are somehow resolved, tariffs are put aside for a while, we get back to, and here I'm using quotes, normal, whatever normal is anymore. And you hope that happens, but you know what, Mark, I can't guarantee that'll happen. So grain in the bin, you're going to do that because, it just feels like your only alternative. That doesn't mean it'll be your best choice.
I guess maybe I'm getting a bit too far ahead of myself right now because there's a lot that can happen between now and next spring. But given the current price scenarios, I would expect a reduction in soybean acres in 2019. Is that something you're even really thinking about right now, Ed?
Well, I'm not really thinking about it, but you're absolutely right. We can start to, usually we get beyond the harvest. Harvest is in the bin, got a couple of weeks to take a deep breath and think about it. And sometime in December, and certainly in the new year when we get into January, new crop planning intentions come to the fore. But you're absolutely right. I think you can, if we just freeze prices where they are today, you would anticipate fewer soybean acres, and not by a few. I'm not talking, I would guess several million acres less. These are guesses. And replacing that will be two things, corn and wheat. Wheat prices have been done much better. And corn prices, they're not very good either, but relatively speaking, maybe they look better than soybeans.
Going back to something you just said, if we could freeze prices where they are now, my question is, how much lower could soybean prices go, Ed, if the tariff retaliation from China goes on and on, we see this crop come to fruition, and then we get into South America's next crop, and things are looking good there, too. What's the floor?
And also, South America is going to be planting more acres to boot, too. Or in South America, I should clarify, they plant hectares, not acres. But there's going to be more of them. And, I don't even like to think about the scenario if, in fact, they produce well on all their acres. In other words, another good crop, which is I guess what we have to assume. How low could we go? I'm looking at November beans as I'm speaking, somewhere in the 880 area. I hate to pick lows. I hate to, it's a very, predicting the future is very difficult. But could we see something below $8 a bushel on November beans? Yeah, we could. We could.
I understand you're in Kansas City right now talking about the markets. What are some discussion points, some talking points that you've gone over with others that are your colleagues that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I came down here. It's an Extension Outlook conference. It just ended an hour ago. I went over the last 2 days, and it was fun to meet with my colleagues at other land-grant universities throughout the Midwest and see what they were thinking. I came down here with an open mind, wondering if someone could shed light on an angle, an aspect of this trade war I haven't been thinking about, or something positive in here. But frankly, I hate to generalize too much, but I think we're all groping around because we just don't know how this plays out. And if anyone, Mark, if anyone says, I know how this will play out, I would challenge them. No way. You have an opinion. We have thoughts of how it might play out, but we don't know where this is going.
Was there much chatter on the USDA trade relief package, the $12 billion, and how that might be divvied out?
It was commented on. It was noted, but no, there's very little detail known. And even people who consider themselves, if you will, policy experts who follow this stuff, pretty much are saying, stay tuned. We'll hear soon enough. When I hear, you'll hear.
Well, we've talked about all the bearish factors. When you look at the outside markets, whether it's the value of the dollar or potentially crude oil prices, I know there are other factors out there. Is there much of an influence from those outside markets right now, good or bad, Ed?
The most positive market I can find right now is wheat. Wheat has, and yet it's given up a little gain in the last 4 or 5 trading days. But the wheat market worldwide in the U.S. is slowly, it's turning. We are moving away from this just incredibly bearish scenario that has dominated the wheat market for 5 years now. And this year, we're looking at some of the big drivers. Europe is having a difficult crop, not a disaster, but their production will be down. Russia is coming back down to earth after 2 fantastic crops. They're coming back down to, more normal or average crop, and those are your 2 big exporters right there. Australia's having their challenges, and China and India, even though they aren't big players in the world of wheat in terms of trading, their crops are a touch smaller too. So the environment's turning on wheat, and you know what? We need something to be positive here. Give us an alternative for next year.
And I'd like to end on a high note, but I do want to give you the opportunity. If there's anything else you want to make sure we discuss today, is there anything?
We're going to stay tuned. We're going to stay tuned and hope that this, the high note is, let's hope this, the trade issues or the tariffs or both are resolved quickly and favorably. I just can't offer an opinion on whether or not that'll actually happen.